Hey everyone, today I'm going to present my paper, The Income Inequality and Health, the Pathway of Public Health Spending. First I will introduce the background and the empirical evidence in this topic, and then I'll describe the data set, the three data sets I use. Then I will use the model, the power-weighted social decision rule, to explain why the public health spending is one of the pathways that income inequality affects health. And then I'll show the empirical method I use and the results. And finally, I'll make the conclusion. First, for income inequality, people usually use the Gini coefficient to measure it. If incomes are distributed completely equal, then the Gini coefficient is zero. And if one person has all the income in this society and others have zero, then the Gini coefficient is one. Of course, there are other ways to measure the income inequality, like the proportions of total income earned by the bottom 50s, the Robin Hood Index. But luckily, Kawachi and Kennedy argues that the choice of income distribution measure does not appear to affect the relationship between health and income equality. And for the health status, usually in the survey, people are asked, would you say that in general your health status is excellent, very good, good, fair, or poor? And they are recorded as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, respectively. And of course, some people use the mortality rates as the measure of health status at county level or state level. Okay, and in my paper, I use the self-rated health status as the measure of health. There are main three hypotheses of income, and the first one is the simplest one. It is the absolute income hypothesis. It assumes that a person's health is determined by his or her own income, not the distribution of income. And the second is the relative income hypothesis. That's to say, one person's health is affected by the average income in the reference room. So when you compare with your peers, you may feel stressful or frustrated if your income is less than others. And the third one is what this paper studies, is the income inequality hypothesis. It argues that it's the income distribution, the income inequality that affect health status. Okay, there are many empirical studies in this topic, but with quite different results, which make this topic a controversial issue. And the major finding suggests that income inequality causes poorer health. The Kenty and Kawachi argues that the individuals living in the highest income inequality states are 30% more likely to report their health as poor or fair compared with those individuals living in the lowest income inequality states. And also Lochner finds that the mortality rate at the state level is positively correlated with the with income inequality. However, a minority concludes otherwise, and some remain skeptical as to whether income inequality has any implications for public health. Deaton argues that the magnitude of the effect of income inequality is very sensitive to the way other variables are controlled for, especially for the income and for the education. And also they found that once the fraction black is controlled for, then the effect disappeared. So there are three, in the literature, there are three main pathways, or say the mechanisms that income inequality will affect health. The first is erosion of social capital and mutual trust, and the second is the relative deprivation. That's the one I mentioned earlier, that you will feel stressful when you compare with others. And third one is the one I studied, the public health spending. There is a descent between the poor and the rich people on the provision of public health services. The poor people prefer more public health services because they have no money to pay for the private health services. But the rich people prefer less because they have private health services as substitutes, and the public health spending is financed by taxation, and the rich people need to pay more tax compared to a poor one. But the decision is made by the social decision rule. And the Swabish finds that the inequality between the poor people and the middle class have small positive effect on health, while the inequality between the rich people and the middle class has large negative effect on health. Okay. Then I'll describe the data set I use. I use three main data sets. The first one is CDC's Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance System. So I get 10 years data and also calculate the Gini coefficient of income using the income information in the BRFSS. There's one shortcoming for this survey. The income information, there are only income class, income bins in this survey data. So if we directly use it, there may be we may underestimate the income inequality. So I use the multiple imputation method to calculate the income, to calculate the Gini coefficient. And also for the health status, we use the self-reported health status. So this is the percentage of poor and excellent health status from 2000 to 2009. So the above blue curve is the percentage of excellent health status. So it is decreasing this year, and the red line is the percentage of poor, and it goes up. So we can say in general, the health status in the United States become worse and worse this year. And the second is sensors of government. We get the government spending on health from this data set, and from the area resources file, we get the information of public health as supply side, such as the number of beds in the hospitals, number of medical doctors. Okay, I'll briefly introduce the multiple imputation approach. We assume the distribution of household income each year is described by a three-parameter Dalgam distribution, and here is the probability density function. And first, I estimated the Dalgam distribution parameters by the maximum likelihood separately for each year using the income data from the American Community Survey. I use AACS because it is the largest survey other than the census data. And it has 16 income bins from $10,000 to $200,000 and more. So we get the probability for each person's income that falls in certain income bins, and we maximize the log likelihood. Then we get the parameters, estimated parameters of the Dalgam distribution. Then the second stage, we draw a number from that distribution, given that that number is between ZJ to ZJ plus 1 as the estimated income for that person. Then we can calculate the Gini coefficient. So we repeat this process for 100 times. We produce 100 synthetic data sets for each year, and 100 sets of Gini coefficient, and we take the average and treat this as the estimated Gini coefficient for that county or state. So this is the Gini index by using the raw BRFS data, and we can see the Gini coefficient goes down, but when you Google the U.S. income inequality, you will find its upward trend. So this is bias. And from the left picture, we can see it's underestimated if we use the raw data. And if we use the synthetic Gini coefficient, it will be more accurate. Okay, then we use the power-weighted social decision rule to explain why income inequality affects, why public health spending is one of the pathways. This model developed from the analysis of environmental degradation. The net benefit for an individual, the net benefit of public health services for individual is different from one person to other person, and is it benefit from having given level of public health services minus the tax he has to pay for it. So there's a disparity of benefit between rich and poor because the rich has to pay more. But rich people use less public health services because they have private health services as substitute, and many public health programs are subject to the poor people. So we try to maximize this formula, and the pi is the power of the individual I, and the bi is the net benefit. So the social decision rule is to maximize this formula. Then we can find the bi is determined by the Gini coefficient, the income, and the other non-income determinants like the gender and race. And also pi, the relative power is a function of two factors, the income or wealth. We say rich people have more power in making the decision, and also the political framework. This is given because we discussed the case in U.S. Then we can find that government spending is determined by the Gini coefficient, income, and the non-income determinants, and more importantly, government spending is negatively correlated with Gini coefficient. So higher income inequality leads to lower level of public health spending. Then is the regression model. I use the order profit model because the dependent variable is self-reported health data is not continuous. And I include almost everything I can control in my regression, including the smoking, age, marriage status, gender, race, education, employment status. As this is a nonlinear regression, so beta actually is not the exact the marginal effect of Gini index. So we can use this formula to get the right marginal effect. And here is the result. We can see the manner, the negative sign. It shows that the income inequality has the negative effect on the population health. And from this table, we can see that the income inequality at state level has a larger effect than the income inequality at county level. Then we control the government spending. Then we found that once we control the government spending at state level or county level, the effect of Gini coefficient becomes smaller. This shows that the public health spending, it is one of the pathways that income inequality affects health. And of course, we can see that public health spending is good to population health. As people with different income have different preference to public spending on health, then we divide group sample into three income groups. The low income groups is people with annual household income less than 20,000, and the high income group is the people with household income 75,000 or more, and we use the middle group as the control group. And here is the result. Okay, it's a little small. Okay, we can. Oh, I'm not sure whether you can see that. I can tell you the result is that for the income inequality, it has the largest negative effect on the poor, low-income people. And if we control for the public health spending, that effect becomes smaller as usual. And also the public health spending has the largest the positive effect on poor people. And even for the high-income group, the expanding on health has negative effect. So that number is negative, has negative income effect on the high income group. That may be because the high-income group pays much tax on the public health spending, but they use very small part of the public health services. So they get very small benefit from public health services. And then I group individuals by geographic area, by urban and rural area. So I use the interaction term in my regression. So the urban, that variable is a dummy variable. It is 1 if that individual lives in the urban area, and it is 0 if individual lives in the rural area. And this is how, as I mentioned, it's a nonlinear regression. So this is how we measure the correct marginal effect of the interaction term. So we can see that the people living in urban suffer less from the income inequality compared to people living in rural, and the public health spending has a less positive effect, but public health spending has less smaller positive effect on the people living in urban area. Okay, so this graph shows the marginal effect. We calculate it according to this formula, and I use the graph to show it. It changes according to the probability that a person report his health as poor or excellent. So the interaction term is negative on the probability that the health status is poor, and the effect is positive on the probability of reporting health status is excellent. So here is the conclusion. An equal income distribution at both state level and county level are detrimental to population health after controlling age, gender, race, and smoking. And according to the power-weighted social decision rule, high degree of social disparity leads to lower level of public health spending because the rich people have more power than when making the decision. And the empirical study shows that public health spending is one of the pathways, and income inequality has the largest negative effect on the health of poorer people. And after calculating the interaction effect of nonlinear model, we also find that income inequality has smaller negative effect on people living in big cities in urban areas. Okay, thanks.